Well, hello, this is Colin Gearing with another edition of Golf Training Aids Reviewed. Welcome to the show. Today I have with us the Golf Operations Manager for Trilogy Golf Club at Redmond Ridge, Todd Melke. Welcome, Todd.
Thank you. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Just reminiscing of our golf round this last Saturday and the fun that we had. It was great to be out at your course, Todd. I loved your golf course.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for getting us out. Just a treat to be out there. It's such a well-maintained course. And I loved your golf course because it's a very fair test. If you hit your ball well, you're going to be rewarded. And your greens, well, I think, were spectacular. But, there's a few of the holes that you really have to like the longer par fives that you can go for it in two, but you really have to carry it over a bit of water and make a stellar shot to make it.
Yeah, there's no question that there's a lot of risk reward at Trilogy Golf Club. It's a first shot golf course. If you can get it off the tee and get it into play, your chances are you're going to play pretty well if you can get it close. The greens can be a little tricky at times, especially if you're a first time player.
Yeah.
There's no question. It's in top shape right now. In fact, a couple of years ago, we were voted top playing conditions in the Pacific Northwest for public golf course. So that's quite an honor, and it's something we certainly strive for all the time.
Well, it's a beautiful golf course. It's just laid out so well, and just had a blast playing it, certainly. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about the cool thing that you did at the golf course that was I've been thinking about that ever since. Just so our listeners know, Todd, I think, almost broke a world record with something he did on what holes was it that you made your almost record?
That would be hole number 5 and then hole number 6 out here.
So let's walk through it, Todd. You got
sure.
Here's the deal. Todd almost he got eagle, which is very, very rare, and almost eagle, double eagle. And so your first shot on, you said it was 5, right?
Number 5.
Which is, now how long is that hole?
The fifth hole from the back tees, of course, where we played from, is about 453 yards.
So a pretty long par 4.
Yep.
And you were hitting into the green from about 183?
Something like that, yeah. It was about 180 yards to the pin.
And it was really cool to watch because your shot hit the top center of the green. You were just bang on where you wanted to, and you rolled it down. And we didn't even see that it actually went in the hole for your ego.
That's right.
And it was funny, those people that were up on the up on their deck off the side of the fairway clapping for your shot, they didn't even see it going either.
Well, they didn't. It kind of pitches back on the back part of the green there. And I thought, well, I really don't want to try and hit this all the way to the hole because it does roll off in the back. So if I could get it halfway into the green, I'd stand a chance to maybe get it a little bit closer. And lo and behold, it rolled all the way to the back for sure.
Yeah, it was perfect. Well, it was funny when we got there, you said, I wonder if it went in the hole. I can't find the golf ball.
That's right.
And sure enough, it was in there. So that was quite fun.
That was great. No, yeah. It certainly doesn't happen a lot. And it reminds me of when I had hole-in-ones on consecutive days, too. So it's kind of another Shazam where it's one of those almost record things. But there's always someone out there that will maybe beat you.
Yeah, I think so. Well, here's what I think is significant. And I really want to understand what was going on in your mind about this, because the next hole, we talked about this on the tee, how I, had the experience of almost making 2 eagles in a row, and you said, yeah, let's see if I can do that here. And then you said something about most players have a real difficult time after they make a great shot, they make an eagle, or even sometimes if they make a birdie, you're likely to screw up because you just get so excited and you're, wound up about it. And tell me about that. Tell me about your thinking and kind of what tends to happen for people.
Sure. Well, obviously you have to have the opportunity and the situation has to present itself. Obviously in a par 3, you've always got an opportunity to make a hole in one. But it's not often that you make an eagle on a par 4. I guess you got to be good to get it lucky, but it's got to be very lucky to go on a hole. It's a very small hole from 180 yards away.
Yeah.
But, you take it for what it is, but maintain your focus and know what's ahead of you. You can't do anything about what's behind you. And all my thinking is that I know it's a hole that I can eagle, put it in play, and give yourself the best opportunity you can to get it on the green, too. Well, after you've done that, then, let's try and get it as close as you can. So, unfortunately, I hit a pretty good shot, and it did get very close. And I think, what was it, about 8 inches from going in the hole for a double eagle after making the eagle.
Well, it was amazing because you had a nice little draw on it, and it hit right in front of the hole. and it looked like it spun and hit on the left-hand side of the hole and bounced and landed on the right side of the hole. So it kind of danced right around the hole. I think it probably hit the pin, and you left it 6 inches away. So.
Well, I'm glad you guys were so focused on the shot, because as soon as I hit it, I let my club go because I thought I came over the top on it. At least I had an idea of where it was going to land, and it was on a downslope. And I thought, okay, if that hits short of the pin, it's going to go all the way to the back because it's going to hit a downslope. But because I was hitting a, you know, I was hitting a 9-iron into the green, I did have a reasonable amount of spin on it, and it wasn't moving right to left all that hard. But I was kind of surprised when it did hit and it did back up the hill towards the cup. So
yeah, well, it was really something, and we were sure pretty excited because it came so close to going in. It sure looked like it was going in the hole from where we were at. And you know, you pounded that drive. That was well over 300 yards. You must have hit that 340 yards to get it.
It would have been close to that. Yeah, I think. But the downhill helps a lot, and it was a nice hot summer day. So
yeah.
The ball goes a long way downhill.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about what you were thinking on, you know, when you were at the tee, and how do you relax in that moment after you've just hit an eagle and made a great shot? How do you stay in that moment and stay focused and not get, you know, because I think a lot of us, what we tend to do is just get all excited about what we just did and be focusing
sure.
on that, or thinking, oh, I'm doing so, you know, and we lose sight of being in the moment in our golf swing.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, my approach to golf is you play it a shot at a time, and you just, you know, if you're dwelling on something that you've done or you need to do, you're not really in the present frame of mind
mm-hmm.
of focusing on what you really need to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hit that shot and focus on that and give that all of your attention. You know, it kind of helps, too, having you and Doug out there, and it's a very relaxed atmosphere. It's not a stressful tournament situation.
Yeah.
That, you know, obviously that changes the whole dynamic of being out there as well.
Yeah.
No, it's always fun. I mean, we had a great day. We were having a good time. And, you know, make an eagle on the hole before that, yeah, you can get wrapped up in that and thinking about what it is, because obviously it doesn't happen a whole lot. But I think I've played enough golf over my 40 years to know that you got to focus on what you're trying to accomplish. And knowing that eagle was a possibility, not even thinking about the double eagle.
Yeah.
But you're just trying to get it close at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
And just really staying in the moment and knowing that you can do it and just trying to hit a good solid shot, make a good solid pass at it, and don't try to do too much. I think a lot of guys, when they, you know, their mind starts to wander back, you stand over the ball, and I'm not one to take a whole lot of time over the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of set it up and away I go. I just think that golf is insidious. I mean, the longer that you start thinking about it, you start getting into the kitchen, sort of to speak.
Yeah.
And that can't do anything but be trouble.
Yeah.
So,
well, and obviously that was something I was having a bit of a challenge with there Saturday. Just thinking, way overthinking about my golf shots and getting in trouble. You know, I was starting off great, and then I put one into out of bounds on the third hole, and then I kept trying to overcompensate and just got tighter and tighter as things went along. And
sure.
You know,
well, even in, you know, the lead up to the first eagle, we don't really need to talk about all that much, but I think I even alluded to it on the tee on the fifth hole. You know, I'm tired of making bogeys here. This is, let's get this closer. Let's make
yeah.
at least a par here and get off the bogey trail.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was kind of focusing there a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if it, you know, it's just time to buckle down, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, and think a little bit more about my game. And like you guys are saying, you can stop showing off now. Well, it was maybe even just trying to show off a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that was fun. Hey, let's talk a little bit about your other experience that you had up at the Nicholas North Golf Course in Whistler.
Oh, absolutely.
The course record that you broke up there when the course first opened. Tell us a bit about that. I mean, it was fun to be in your office and see the, you know, your little memento of that experience. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, as we discussed, and you guys seeing that, I used to be a rep for a golf manufacturing company in British Columbia for a number of years, and I was invited to go up and play the day prior to the grand opening of the Nicholas North course, and played a pretty good round. I shot 67, felt pretty good about myself, even though I had a couple of bogeys that day, but
amazing.
Got invited to come back to the clubhouse after for a very special event. The head pro up there at the time wouldn't tell me exactly what it was, but he just said, it'd be pretty cool. You want to hang out here about 7 o'clock tonight. And so I headed back there with another friend of mine and his wife, and just waited, and all of a sudden a helicopter came over the top of the mountain and landed on the first tee, and one of the kids ran over with a golf bag, and it said Jack Nicklaus on front of it. So it was Jack showing up for the grand opening the next day, and he came around the corner, having never seen him live. I was kind of surprised. He's not a real big man, mm-hmm. but, you know, he's certainly larger than life when you see him. You just kind of, wow, it's really Jack. And so we got invited to go into the clubhouse, and the gal that I was with there suggested that I get him to sign my scorecard. And I don't really like to bug guys like that. So it was nice to see him, and that
yeah.
so she kind of snatched it out of my hand and walked right up to him and asked him to sign the card. And he grabbed it and he signed the front, sure, no problem. And he opened it and he saw that someone had shot 67 on his golf course. And he was a little bit impressed with that. And he asked who, and she directed him right back over to me. And we walked all the way across the clubhouse to shake my hand and ask me a little bit about it. And, of course, I was dumbfounded. Couldn't find too many words, but got a couple of nice, really nice mementos out of that. And they hang on my wall in my office.
Yeah, golf, you know, your golf card signed by Jack Nicklaus in the frame. I thought that was just pretty impressive, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's not going to happen a lot in your life. The stars were aligned there, but had it for a day. I don't know that I broke anybody's record, but it was nice to have the first one. And then I think Richard Zocal came up the next day and shot 63 and kind of blew me out of the water and put me in my place. So, anyway, it's a nice conversational piece of
momentum. Well, at least you can say you held the course record there.
Yeah, well, unofficial.
Yeah. Well, that's terrific.
Yeah.
Well, now tell us, you know, if people want to come out to your golf club, I just really highly recommend it because I thought it was probably one of the nicest courses I've played in the Pacific Northwest as far as a public facility. It was just a great day that we had out there. How do they get a hold of you, you know, and what's your website?
Sure, absolutely. We're at Trilogy Golf Club in Redmond, Washington. Our website is www.trilogygolfclub.com, where you'll see all of the golf courses that are under the Trilogy umbrella. We happen to be Redmond Ridge. You can click on there, book your tee time online. You'll actually save a little bit of money than making a long-distance call from Canada or anywhere outside of the Seattle region. But you can always give us a call, too, and we'll be happy to make a tee time for you here, too.
And what's the number they can reach you at?
They can call us here at area code 425-836-1510.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Well, Todd, thanks for your time today. Great stories, and thanks for the insight. We'll need to get out and golf again soon.
No, we'll be happy to have you down here again, Colin.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll be back, and I'll be bringing my friends, that's for sure.
Very good.
So for another edition of Golf Training Aids Review, I'm Colin, and with Todd, we're signing off for today. Join us again next week. Bye for now.